Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 20th, 2022. State of the first restriction. All the worlds are in the place of that space that has been restricted. Balhasulam, The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Part 1, Restriction and Line, Chapter 2. The fact is that the light that comes from the Creator to the creation, that is, to the desire to enjoy, to receive, and to be filled, which was created by the Creator, saturates this desire. The creation, filled with light and the feeling that shows how opposite it is to the Creator, restricts its desire to receive. This is why the separation between the Creator and the creation takes place. Kabbalists write that the light that emanates from the Creator, that is, the upper force, created a desire that was filled with light, then felt in itself how opposite it is to the quality of light and restricted itself to a point. This is the state of the first restriction. Comment: this, in principle, is similar to the way our universe developed. Scientists say that it was compressed into one point and then an explosion happened. My response: yes. We are yet to see what degrees of development exist here. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, October 2, 2022. What makes it worth living a long time? In the news, Business Insider, billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk believes death is critical to human progress. Death is important, he said this week, because people rarely change their minds, they just die. If you live forever, we might become a very ossified society where new ideas cannot succeed, he said. My response: why all these scrutinies at all? To create some kind of longevity pill? Comment: yes. I mean, he does not want to do it. He says, everyone is engaged in it, but I don't want to. I believe that people should die in their own time. My response: I do not know what in their own time means. Today, let's say, I am 75. 20 to 30 years ago it was already an exorbitant age. And today, it is such that you can easily live for another 10 to 15 years. Now the question arises, what is the point? Should we create such a pill that a person could swallow and live another 10 to 15 years? The fact that we will naturally live so long is another matter. But really? Question: then in which case does a person need to go on and on and on? Answer: only if a person knows exactly what he exists for and if can benefit himself and others. Only in this case. But this then turns out to be a selective attitude to life. They will not all live like that. But if so, if the benefit to people is constant, then everyone should live like that. Then it makes sense. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 27, 2021. The less you think of yourself. There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. Balhasulam, Letter 57. Question: how long do you think it takes a person to despair that he cannot correct himself and so he has to ask for help from above? Answer: all his life except for the last moment when he is so desperate that he cries out to the Creator and the Creator hears him and corrects him. Question: does my prayer for others have any healing effect on me? Let's say I ask for others, does it work for me too? Answer: of course, that is what the prayer says, I ask for absolutely everyone and for myself last. Question: today scientists have come to the conclusion that if a person does some kind, altruistic deeds, it has a good effect on his mental state. Is this also praised in Kabbalah? Answer: of course. It works on all levels. The less a person thinks about himself and more about others, the better it is for him. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 25, 2022. An approach to changes in the world. Question: There are three main psychological approaches to changes in a person and in the world. 1. This is neither good nor bad. This is life as it is, and you need to cope with it somehow. 2. Any change is an anomaly, a problem that should be solved, no matter whether it is good or bad. 3. Change should be taken according to the principle that everything that is done is for the best. What is the most correct approach from your point of view? Or maybe there is a fourth approach. Answer: First, we need to find out from the point of view of absolute nature what the purpose is and what my participation in this transformation is. If I can influence it, then I have to do it in accordance with nature. Question: So do we first need to find out and then how to show an attitude? Answer: Of course. Absolutely. Question: How can the wisdom of Kabbalah help a person to correctly cope with all the changes taking place in the world? Answer: If a person raises himself above his egoism, then he will see the true nature, the true changes, their true purpose, and will understand that he does not need to do anything except what he has done. Just raise yourself above your ego, because human egoism is the only obstacle to the correct perception of nature. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. Eternal Engine Patent. The war between Ukraine and Russia resulted in a serious energy crisis in many European countries. Europe has already implemented energy saving, like washing hands in cold water and taking shorter showers. But the main problem will be with heating in the winter. How can it be that in the 21st century, in 2022, in the most developed countries, in wealthy Western Europe, people would suffer from cold? How did we get to this? The fact is that Europeans have accustomed themselves to a warm and cozy life. They are not concerned with where the heat comes from. So now they are beginning to understand what a big problem this is, because Europe is not the tropics, it is a cold climate. They did not think about developing advanced technologies for energy carriers, since they bought cheap gas from Russia. Energy is the basis of life. People have invented a lot of smart devices, but they all need energy. If there is no energy, it is a problem. Energy cannot be replaced, it is the basis of life. There is an infinite source of energy in nature itself. It is in the air, but we humans do not know how to extract it from there. We are unable to exist on the same wavelength as the energy that exists all around us. There were interesting studies on such energy that Elon Musk conducted in order to use it for his Tesla electric car. We can receive energy from nature directly, without any energy carriers, without converting it from one form to another. And humanity will be able to do this, provided it moves in the direction of equality. Otherwise, we will not be able to discover this energy, because nature runs according to the law of similarity of form. We must be in similitude with each other and with nature, so there would be no barriers between us and nature. This way, we will be able to receive energy from nature without limits. Nature can give us energy without limit if there are no restrictions and partitions between us. From Cab TV's Insight, October 2, 2022. Irrepressible desire. As long as I can remember, I have always had a tendency to think globally and understand the whole picture of the world and how much everything in it is interconnected. It was very hard for me without it. I did not like something separate, for example, to retire to the garage and be a good mechanic, to breed bees, or to grow potatoes in the garden. Of course, I can exist like this physically, but I need to know everything internally. I feel bad without it. This is my inner flaw. I have to embrace the whole universe within myself. Not the depth of everything, physiology, biology, mathematics, physics, or anything else, not even the system of the upper world, but its interaction. I wanted to consume, absorb, the feeling and understanding of how it all moves, so that I would be aware of it all, understand it, and feel it, so that it all lived in me. This has always been such a passion, I would say bodily necessity. Because of this, I could not find myself and I felt depressed. In a corporeal sense, my life was relatively simple and easy. Of course, sometimes it was hard, but literally for a few years. I have a wonderful family and a devoted wife who raised our children because I did not really do much with them. All the time I was just consumed by the desire to feel everything. From Cab TV's I got a call. A man in the state of attainment, July 21, 2013. Michael Lateman, on Quora, what does despair do to you? Everything we receive from nature is for our benefit. If we reach a state of despair, it means that next time it is better not to exert our efforts in that direction because we will not get what we want. Therefore, despair comes to teach us that we should not waste our time and energy in a certain direction. Despair is a critical point of scrutiny where we can revise our direction in life. We can either see that a certain direction is not for us, and then we become willing to let it go and take a different direction in life, without regrets, or perhaps we reach a point of despair and realize that we indeed want to head in the direction that we were headed, and then we shift into a higher gear and tackle that direction at any cost with new strength. Despair comes to show us that we have a certain goal, we have certain strengths, and we see that they do not match. Therefore, perhaps by reaching despair of our own strength, we can then discover new sources of energy to reach our goal, for example, someone to consult, a group to connect with, a trainer or a coach, and that we can receive additional strength from there. In such a situation, despair couples with a feeling of joy, because it could be that without despair, we would labor endlessly in a certain direction and settle for mediocrity. Based on the video What Does Despair Do to You? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.